Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. We thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And on tonight, we are in our third district meeting of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. You are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I'm going to switch over now to the live service of our district meeting for tonight. This is Friday night, and this is our missionary day. So again, you will be joining us. Thank you for joining us in our service. I invite you to enjoy the Lord, and let us praise him together. Now I'm switching over to the live service.
The service line.
This line is now off hold.
God bless. God bless.
God bless.
God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry about that. I don't know if anyone heard me, but God bless everybody. Just give honor again to Pastor Jackson, our Northern District Overseer. And we're going to open with opening prayer. If Evangelist Renee Jones is on the line, Evangelist Jones, you can go ahead and give us our opening prayer, if you don't mind. And if not, I believe I heard Evangelist Hameen.
Okay.
Sorry, is Evangelist Jones on?
And then, let me check with her.
Hello.
Ask me for prayer on the line.
I'm supposed to pray, right?
Yeah.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. But please forgive me. I'm just going to go ahead and ask if our own evangelist, Renee Jones, would lead us in our opening prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus, our Father and our God. We come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, for without you, we could do nothing. Oh, God, without you, we will fail, Lord. We're servants, Lord. Use us as instruments in your hand. We ask that you bless our district meeting tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you send your word and send that anointing. Oh, Lord God, we ask you for your healing tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we ask that you heal our bodies, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, touch us right now. Touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet tonight. In the name of Jesus, for with your stripes we are healed, Lord. We know you're able, God. We ask that you send your word tonight. Send out anointing, Lord. Let souls be delivered. Let souls be healed, God. Let souls be won to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Have that eternal way. But without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we will fail, Lord. Oh, God, we come to you tonight. We come to you in humbleness tonight. We come to you right now, Lord. Know that you're God above all gods. Know that all power is in your hand. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Look on our pastor tonight. Oh, God, lead him and guide him. Direct his path right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able. We know you're able, Lord. Look on every listening ear tonight. Every ear, God, that's attentive to your word. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, prick our hearts into repentance. Prick our souls tonight. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able, God. We know you're able right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Let your blood come and let your spirit be there. Send your word, Lord. Send that anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, anoint us in the Holy Ghost. Refresh our soul, God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up our minds, Lord, to do your holy will in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. We know you're able right now. We ask that you look on the sick and afflicted, Lord. Oh, God, those of us, Lord, that have been affected by this virus, Lord. Oh, thank you, God. We know that we're in your hands. Hallelujah. Our life is in your hands, Lord. Oh, God, and we know that you're a healer, and no weapon that is performed against us shall prosper. Oh, God, every weapon that comes against the church of God, oh, God, tear it down in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Duke, everything is not like you. Every foul spirit tonight, every bondage spirit, Lord, we ask that you rebuke it tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you right now, Lord. Let your will be done. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We will give your name praise. Keep us humble before you, Lord. Oh, God, keep us with a humble look. Oh, God, don't let us have a proud look. But help us to be humble, Lord. Oh, God, and listen to the will of God. Have not eternal way, Lord. We will give your name praise. Joy and the honor shall be done. We ask these blessings tonight in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name and for your sake we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The recording has started.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
For that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Jones. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Name, Lord Jesus. Thank you. And if Evangelist, if Missionary Daisy Reagan, amen, could read our opening scripture for us, we would greatly appreciate it. God bless you, Sister Daisy Reagan.
Amen. Thank the Lord for being here. Thank the Lord for the prayer. Thank the Lord for everyone on the line. Now a scripture reading for tonight will be taken from 1 Corinthians 4. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of mystery of God. Moreover, it is required and sure that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judge of you or of man's judgment. Yes, not mine own self, for I know nothing of myself. Yes, I am not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who is both will bring to light the hidden things and hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsel of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. Therefore, I've read five verses on the fourth chapter, First Corinthians 4. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that opening scripture being read by Sister Daisy Reagan. And at this time, we're going to open up the line. If you have a testimony you'd like to share, or if you have a song you'd like to sing, now is the time to do that. You may testify and sing if you have a testimony that you want to give, song you'd like to sing.
God bless everyone.
God bless.
Thank you. Go ahead. God bless you, everyone. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I can say it when you get done. Go ahead.
All right. God bless you, everyone. I thank God for our pastor and everyone on the line. I just want to thank God for this district meeting. And I want to thank God because we just came out of a prayer revival. And I just want to thank the Lord, how the Lord has strengthened me through the prayer revival. Prayer changes things. And I just, you know, just thank God for what the Lord has, you know, re-strengthened me, refocusing me. And I'm just glad about it because I know God changes things, to change situation. And I'm just happy about what the Lord is doing right now in my life. I'm just glad about church. I'm glad about, you know, serving the Lord. And I'm just happy about that. So I just thank God for this district meeting and each and every one of the saints. You know, we all know that God is a healer and God is a deliverer. If he did it once, he can do it again. So all we just got to do is just keep looking to God. And truly, the Lord will see the church through. The time that we're going through right now, the Lord will bring us through. So I just thank God once again. Thank God. Thank you for converting and sanctifying me, giving me the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God bless.
I want to give honor. Hi, God bless everyone. Give honor to God. Thank God for Jesus. He's the bishop of our souls. A good shepherd. I just thank God for that. Give honor to Pastor Jackson, my own Pastor Gary Calloway. Give honor to all the ministers, elders, missionaries, evangelists, everyone in the house of God. I just thank God just for being in the service just one more time. I thank God for his goodness today. I feel good deep down in my soul. You know, every time I think about how great God is and what the Lord has done, you know, I can't help but thank God, because God is a wonderful God. He's a real God. He's a live God. And I just can't help but lift up his name because he's worthy. I thank God how he saved my soul one day, how he brought me out of that world of sin, how I backed up on the Lord when I backslid. But I thank God how the Lord brought me back after all these years that I can praise his name, how he had mercy upon me, how the Lord saved my soul, how he healed me of COVID when I couldn't breathe, how God stepped in. And we serve a mighty God, saints, and he's a real God, and he's a loving God. And I thank God because while I was out there in that world of sin, I could have been dead. But I thank God for his grace today. I thank God for bringing me back in. I'm happy about it. I have joy deep down in my soul. Thank God for Jesus. Thank you for his love today. I just want to thank God even for Jesus going to the cross. Because without the cross, where would any of us be? I thank God for salvation. I just feel good, saints, deep down in my soul. I just want to give him the praise and say, thank you, Jesus, 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 thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel good deep down in my soul. I thank God for saving me, sanctifying me through the truth, baptize me, fill me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, gave me a mind to want to serve him in a day like today. And I thank God for everything that he's done and what he's going to do. And I'm using that all the saints just to pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm serving for Jesus, yes I am. I'm serving the one with Jesus, yes I am. Through hard trials, tribulation, persecution, I'll be faithful. I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus, yes I am. Oh yes I am.
Yes,
oh, yes, I am. I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through our trials, tribulation, persecution, I'll be faithful. I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am.
I give honor to God, to my pastor, Evangelist Hamid, to all the ones on the line. Truly, I woke up with that song this past week. I believe it was this past week I woke up with that song. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing it tonight. I just thank God for being here
Thank God for the encouragement he has given me, even through the prayer revival. Truly, the Lord knows what we need. I just thank God for his mercy and his love. Just thank God because I have a mind to go on with the Lord, needing more of the Lord. I just thank God for all things, how the Lord converted me, sanctified me, gave me the Holy Ghost. I ask that you will please continue to pray for me.
Amen. Any other testimony? Any other song? Amen. If not, we're going to move on in the service, and we're going to ask if Missionary Cleo Jones would render us a sacred program. God bless you, Missionary Cleo. Praise the Lord, Missionary Cleo. If you're on mute, you can unmute your phone if you don't mind, and render us a secret program.
Help us, Lord.
Missionary Cleo on the line.
Amen.
If not, we're going to ask is Missionary Lisa Johnson on the line?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone.
God bless you. God bless you, Miss Mary.
God bless you.
If you wouldn't mind. Yes, amen. God bless you.
Okay. Thank the Lord for this little opportunity and space. We're going to just ask for a few selections. We're going to ask. I really don't know who all is on the line, but I'm going to ask Elder Sharon Simpkins if she could sing a song for the Lord, please. Elder Sister Sharon Simpkins.
Call someone else.
God bless.
Down here, Lord, waiting on you. Oh, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you. Down here, Lord, waiting on you. When we can't do nothing till you come. Oh, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you. Oh, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you. Down here, Lord, waiting on you. And we can't do nothing till you come. Yes, we're waiting, waiting on you. Oh, we're waiting, waiting on you. We're waiting, waiting on you. And we can't do nothing till you come. Yes, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you. Oh, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you. Yes, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you. And we can't do nothing till you come. Yes, we're waiting, waiting on you. Oh, we're waiting, waiting on you. Yes, we're waiting, waiting on you. And we can't do nothing till you come. We're down here, Lord, waiting on you. Oh, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you. Yes, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you, and we can't do nothing till you come.
We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection, because we're truly down here, Lord, waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come. We thank God for that selection coming through Elder Sister Sharon Simpkins. Now we have one more selection. We're going to ask if Patty Jones grace us with a song for the Lord. That's Evangelist Patricia Jones.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Vance Patty, could you mind singing a song for the Lord for us, please, tonight?
Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. How many of you want to be nearer to Jesus tonight? Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and behold thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer. I want to be closer, Lord, to thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's give God's name a praise. Everybody, open your mouth. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need the Lord. We truly need the Lord. We thank God for those selections. Now we're going to turn this portion of service back into the hand of Vanza Khadija. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank God for those beautiful selections. I tell you, we want to be closer to God. That's why we're here, to be drawn near to the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for the anointing. I thank God for all things, and now it's time for the word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds to hear and receive the word coming through our own evangelist, Sheila Hameen, the Watch Prayer Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I do give honor to God, give honor to whom honor is due, to my pastor, Pastor Jackson, to all the people of God, saints and friends, also to those who are tuned in to the broadcast. We thank God for you for tuning in on tonight. We just thank God for this great district meeting and how the Lord has already blessed us. And I'm just happy to be together with you again, maybe not in person, but in spirit, we are worshiping the Lord together by way of the teleconference line and radio airwaves. We are grateful for what God is doing. I've heard the great testimonies, so happy and rejoicing for the things the Lord has done. I also thank God for the beautiful selections, and I'm just happy down in my soul, giving God praise and honor because all belong unto him. And tonight, we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And before we go into the scripture, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come to you right now, Lord, and we ask that you will look upon us with compassion. Lord, please speak unto us, speak to our minds, to our hearts, and minister unto us, oh Lord God, feed us through your word. Oh Lord, you know what's best for us, and you know what we all stand in need of. We're depending on you, Lord, and we are asking in faith that you will have your way and let your will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you would pray with me for just a few minutes as we go to the Word of God, I'll be reading from St. Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 5. And also Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 1 and 2, then verses 8 through 17. Praise the Lord. Starting with St. Luke 17, verse 1 reads, "Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith." Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 1 and 2. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." Down to verse 8. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And tonight, if I were to leave a thought with you, it would be, Lord, increase our faith and save us. Hallelujah. In St. Luke, Jesus began to speak to the disciples and letting them know that offenses were going to come, that it's inevitable, it's going to happen. But he gave a warning saying, woe unto him through whom they come. So we must be careful not to offend one another, not to offend anyone, because the warning is to whom the offense comes through. And there are areas in our lives that we are constantly working on, praise the Lord, growing in the grace of Jesus Christ. And I make it personal tonight, asking the Lord to increase my faith and to save me. Because we are living in the last days. We are living in perilous times. Peril is everywhere. Trouble and tragedy is all around us. The scriptures are being fulfilled concerning the end of time and how Jesus already warned us that there would be tribulation such as has not been before or ever would be. And we are experiencing severe tests and trials and tribulation. And we must also remember that if the Lord doesn't shorten the days, no flesh can be saved. Hallelujah. But God is truly a merciful God, full of love and compassion, so much so that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, all the way down through 42 generations to give his life for all of us, for the entire world. Hallelujah. And he did it so that we could be saved. Without it, none of us would be saved. We all would be lost. Hallelujah. And Jesus went on talking to his disciples in Luke 17, and he was saying it were better for the offender, the one that offends, it was better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones, the ones that believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Be careful not to offend a child of God. The word offend, meaning hurt someone's feelings, do wrong, disrespect, insult. Hallelujah. We want to be very careful not to offend. Praise the Lord. And also, St. Matthew picks it up in the 18th chapter in verse 10, saying, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. And that 11th verse says, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. That was his purpose for coming here, was to save that which was lost. And also the warning in the 3rd verse of St. Luke 17, take heed to yourselves. Thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. We have to learn more about this forgiveness, being able to forgive and forget. As God forgives us, he forgets the sin and the wrong that we've done. He completely takes it away. Hallelujah. Never to be remembered anymore. Glory be to God. So we learn to forgive and move on. Praise be to God. But in this, as the Lord began to explain to the disciples, saying that your brother or someone trespassed against you seven times in a day, then seven times in a day, forgive them. if they come to you and repent and ask for forgiveness, you are required to forgive them. In St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 22, picks it up again, saying, Jesus says unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times. And that's when one of the disciples asked the Lord if he should forgive seven times in a day. But the Lord said, no, not so, not until seven times, but 70 times seven, however many times, being able to forgive. And that's when the apostles began to say to the Lord, increase our faith. It takes faith to forgive. Glory, hallelujah. It takes faith not to offend. Glory be to God. And we need the Lord to help us to increase our faith and to save us. Because now the faith of many is being tried and people are losing hope. There are those who are throwing up hands and giving up. Glory, hallelujah. But we can call upon the name of the Lord and we can be saved. Hallelujah. Yes, our faith may get a little weak sometimes, but we don't have to throw up hands. And as I reflect on the program, hallelujah, we have a theme there saying to be steadfast in the Lord so we can remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, continuing to labor in the vineyard of God, seeking to grow even the more in God, seeking the Lord to increase our faith so that we can believe him without a shadow of a doubt. Glory to God, being able to trust God in every situation. Hallelujah. We don't have to stop, but we can continue in the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. So let us remain steadfast in the faith. Let us continue trusting in the Lord with our whole heart and learning the ways of God, getting closer to him. And I'm glad for the revival and somebody with a mind to continue in prayer, because Lord knows we need more prayer. We need to deny ourselves even the more. Hallelujah. We need to go to God and acknowledge him in all of our ways. We need to develop a stronger relationship with the Lord, because sometimes we may not realize it, but we have a tendency to offend someone. Hallelujah. To hurt someone or to discourage someone. Oh, hallelujah. But God is merciful God, and we don't know our own heart, but God knows the heart. We might think we are a certain way or certain things may not be in our heart, but the Bible lets us know that above all things, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Hallelujah. That's why I make it personal. And I say, Lord, increase my faith and save me. Hallelujah. In Romans, Apostle Paul began to speak here in this passage of scriptures, saying to the brethren, saying, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Somebody concerned for the church so to the point that they're praying for God to save us. And we need each other's prayers. And it was his understanding that they had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. We don't want to lean to our own understanding and be far off the mark, but we can lean and depend on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and he will lead us in the way we should go. In the 8th verse says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. It takes faith to be delivered. It takes faith to be steadfast in the Lord. It takes faith to love everybody. Glory be to God. And this word of faith, we need the Lord to increase our faith. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is the key to salvation, having the faith to believe that Jesus was raised from the dead by God himself, how God quickened Jesus, hallelujah, and raised him from the dead. And the same Spirit of God that quickened Jesus, if it dwells in us, shall also quicken our mortal body. So we must believe according to the scripture so that we can be saved. Hallelujah. What would it be for us to go on year in and year out believing that we're all right, believing that we're just okay, hallelujah, and then end up losing out with God? It would be so sad. But we want to make sure that we have it like the Bible says. We want to make sure that we are saved in the end. What we do now, and we end up stopping before the time we are called home, all that we did is not going to even count or matter. Hallelujah, because only what we do for Christ will last. And when the Lord returns, he's going to have his reward with him to give to every man according as his work shall be. You might have lived holy for a certain amount of time, but if you are not holy, when the Lord appears, whatever state you're in, that's how you're going to remain. If you profess to be a preacher or a deacon or a born-again believer, and when the Lord comes on the scene and you're found outside of the will of God, or you're found with sin in your life, that's how you're going to remain. And you will receive the reward, glory be to God, upon the appearance of Jesus, because he's going to have his reward with him and reward us right then and there on the spot. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I cry to the Lord saying, Lord, increase our faith and save us. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's not good to think that you have something that you don't, but it's good to know for sure, without any doubt whatsoever, that you truly have what you profess. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't fool your own. You're surely not fooling God, but don't fool yourself. But if you believe on him, you won't be ashamed. You won't be made ashamed in that day. Hallelujah. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it's important
to believe on him of whom you have heard. When the preached word is coming forth, when you hear Jesus being preached, this is an invitation to you to get to know him. If you don't know him in the departing of your sins, you can get to know him. As the question was asked, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Hallelujah. God will send his word. He will call someone into the ministry to deliver the message all around the world. He will send his messengers to wherever the need is, glory to God, so that we can hear about Jesus and we will know him for ourselves, being able to call on the name of the Lord, being able to believe in him with our whole heart. Oh, glory to God. But there are those who have gone about mocking others, preaching, but they haven't been sent. The scripture says, how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. When you see them coming, they're bringing you the message of the Lord. They're bringing you the gospel of truth. Hallelujah. Of glad tidings and good things. Letting you know that you have a Savior. Hallelujah. Who came down to the earth and gave his life for you. A Savior who was willing to be a sacrifice. Hallelujah, to become sin just for us and to take the wrath of God, glory to God, to die in our place so that we could have eternal life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for sending Jesus. I thank the Lord God for giving us salvation, giving us this opportunity to believe in the Son of God. Amen. It's a blessing to have the gospel, the true word of God. It's a blessing to know that God's hand is still outstretched. His hand is still outstretched, inviting us to come to him to be saved. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. In that 17th verse, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for how he just had mercy on a wretch like me one day when I was lost and blind, living in a world of sin. The Lord was merciful. He sent somebody. He sent a messenger. A preacher came to where I was and began to preach Jesus. Told me about the word of God and introduced me to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. And God is yet merciful and sending his word all around the world. When we think about what's going on, we can see that we are closer now to the end of the world. Those days are shorter now. We are living in a time where we see all the scriptures just continuing to be fulfilled. According as Jesus said, we see parents putting their children to death, children rising up, putting their parents to death. The in-laws are against one another. families are split up and against one another because of offenses. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But it's time now that we seek the Lord more than ever before, calling upon the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. So that we can be saved. So let's not be lifted up in pride. But if you don't have what you think you have, you can get it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I recall this, and I'm going to get on out of the way. But I do recall in a church when I was in Georgia, there was a deacon who came up and made a confession, and that really stayed with me, how he thought he had the Holy Ghost, and he realized that he didn't have it like he thought he did, and he went back to the altar and began to call on the name of the Lord, crying out to God and asking God to save him. Hallelujah. But he admitted that he didn't have what he thought he had. And so a lot of people have this pride. Well, I'm not going to confess to that. I'm not going to admit that. You know, but it's a blessing to be humble. Humble down. Amen. And call on the name of the Lord. And he will save anybody who is lost. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God. And we ask that you will continue to pray for us. And I ask for your continued prayers. God bless.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. Lord, increase our faith and save us. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Nadel Edmond would lead us in our closing prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you, oh Lord. We pray that you will continue to have your way, continue to sing your word. Give us strength where we are weak, oh my God, and where we are weak in faith. Increase our faith. Help us, oh Lord, to look to you, to trust in you, and take you at your word. For your word is true. Your word cannot fail. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to trust you even the more. Help us, Jesus. We know thou art able. We know you've got all power in your hand. Thou art a great deliverer. Come to our rescue. Hear our prayer today. Send deliverance, oh Lord. Help us to receive your word into our hearts that we might live thereby. Help us, oh Lord, to take heed to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, to fix every situation, every problem. You know all about it. Fix it for us, Jesus. Help today, oh Lord. We pray that you look on the souls of men. Save the unsaved. Heal them that are sick. Look on the souls, everyone that is listed on the prayer list. We pray that you will touch them, that you will heal and deliver, that you will save to the uttermost. Jesus, we know thou art a deliverer. We know you're able, Jesus. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Continue to have your way. Continue to look on the speaker of the hour. Oh, my God, continue to work to have your way the more, Lord. Help her to preach our gospel the more. Bless and make ways. Open up doors that may be closed. We know you're able, and we know you got the power. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the messenger. Thank you for this prayer, and thank you for this conference. Help us, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to bless us. Bless us the more, oh Lord. Draw us together. Help us to be in unity. Help us to love one another. Oh, my God, go with us and stand by us, and we will praise and give thy name glory, for thou art worthy. We thank you right now, Lord. Go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And at this time, we want to give the ministers, the evangelists, the elders, pastors, an opportunity to have remarks. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. First, give one to God who had in my lifetime. President Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., to my own pastor, Gary Calloway. Truly, I thank the Lord for the word on tonight. Amen. Increase our faith and save us. And I thank God for the word, amen, to let us know that we need to examine ourselves and make sure that we are in God. And I just thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. I'd like to tell evangelists, how may continue to preach the word of God, be encouraged, amen, because she preached out of her heart tonight. And I just thank God for her and ask her to continue to pray for her as she continues to do the will of the Lord. Pray for us. Amen.
Any other ministers or evangelists?
Thank the Lord for the word of God that came forth from Evangelist Tameen. I thank the Lord because the word spoke for itself. And I just thank God. I need more faith, and I'm trusting in the Lord, looking to him. And I just thank God for this word on tonight. I encourage you, Evangelist Tameen, continue to preach the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word that came through Evangelist Tameen. Very encouraging word. It kind of makes us think about ourselves, and the Lord will come to remind us, what are you doing? And I thank God because there's always something for us to get out of the word, and I ask God to forgive me for all my offenses. I praise God for the word. I want to encourage Evangelist Tameen to continue to preach. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank God for the word of God coming through us. Letting us know, Lord, increase our faith and save us. And that's what we've been done. Lord, increase our faith and save us, Lord. Praise to thank God for the word of God. Encourage the man to keep preaching.
Praise the Lord. I do thank God for the word of God that came through Evangelist Tameen. Truly, that's what I want the Lord to do. Lord, increase my faith and save me. Truly, I want to be saved in a time like this. I want to encourage her to continue to be encouraged and continue to preach the word of God. God bless you.
And then we praise God in it for the word of God coming through. Amen. Evangelist Hameen, Lord, increase our faith and save us. Amen. I believe that's the goal of the people of God on today. Amen. But we yet have to continue to examine ourselves. Amen. To see whether we are in faith. Amen. We praise God for all things. I want to encourage her to continue to preach the word of God. I enjoyed the word and take it in for myself. God bless.
God bless. God bless. We thank God for the word coming from Evangelist Tameen. Very encouraging words that as we try to increase our faith and to save us. Like that's what I want the Lord to do, increase my faith and save me. And this is what salvation is all about, being saved at the end. She brought out a lot of good points. You don't want to come this far and then lose out with God. So I thank God for the word from Evangelist Tameen. When saved to Evangelist Tameen, keep preaching the word.
God bless you. This is Minister Johnson. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Tameen. She preached tonight. She preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And told us about how to be saved and what we need to do, and ask for forgiveness. And God let us know that if we don't forgive our debtors, he won't forgive us. But one thing about it, if we break up that stony heart, God will forgive us of our sin. I thank God for the word of God. And one thing about it, I find out myself, when God starts talking to you, he talks to you about yourself. People be looking for revelations about other people. But when I find out to be true, when God starts talking to you, he talks to you about yourself. And I thank God for that beautiful word of God coming to Vince. I mean, and that's your pretty much for me.
Amen. Any other minister or evangelist would like to have remarks?
Praise the Lord. God bless. And I thank God for the word coming from my own evangelist, Jaimeen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for your word. Thank God for the encouraging words. And as even what Minister Tua just said about forgiveness, we must forgive one another. And we got to be very careful how we entreat one another. So again, I thank God for the word. The word was powerful. And I say to you, evangelist, continue preaching. I'm praying for you, you and your family. God bless you.
Any of our mothers would like to have remarks at this time?
Pizza? Oh, okay.
Amen. Mother Tyler?
Praise the Lord, saints. I do honor our pastor and everyone else on the line. I do thank God for the word of God. Thank him for all the good things that we heard in the message tonight to help us to prepare for the coming of the Lord. And we truly want God to increase our faith and to save us. Pray for me, saints.
Amen. Mother Barbara, if you'd like to have remarks, you may do so.
Oh, praise the Lord. I did have remarks, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
Oh, I apologize. Mother Barbara Watson Austin, please forgive me.
Well, I do thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Giving honor to Pastor Jackson, to everyone on the line. I just thank God for the word of God. It was very encouraging. And that's what I want God to do for me, to increase my faith and to save me, because I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Pray for me, saints.
Thank God for you, Mother Tyler.
Thank God for the word of God coming to my name. I just thank God for that. And he said that the word was encouraging to my heart. I just thank God for all things, the word of God, the woman of God. And I ask the saints if they would continue to pray for me.
God bless you, Mother Barbara. At this time, we'll have our announcements.
Yeah. We should be back on call of conference on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Also tomorrow evening teleconference 7 p.m. Sunday morning teleconference 11 o'clock at the Lord's will. And Sunday evening 7 p.m. teleconference. Let's continue to pray for all those who are sick on the prayer. Let's keep them in our prayers.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Bethany. And at this time, we're going to turn the line over into the hands of our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr.
Amen. God bless everybody. I give honor to God tonight. Of the Son.
God bless everybody.
I give honor to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank God for everyone that listened on the teleconference service. Amen. Thank God for that beautiful message coming from Vanessa Hamming. Amen. The apostle asked the Lord to increase their faith and save us. Lord, increase our faith and save us. That's what we want God to do for us. I want him to increase my faith and save me. Amen. We thank God for the inspired message coming from her. We thank God for all the pastors, the mothers, the deacons. Amen. The lay members, everyone that listened to today on this telephone conference line. Amen. We want to say to you, Grandson, I mean, keep preaching the word of God. Amen. God got your reward in the end. And I'd like to say also that God worked a miracle in my life. I have a new testimony he's given me. In my home, I fell down 14 flights of steps. 14 flights of steps.
Hey. I
fell down there.
Mm-hmm.
Got up. No broken bones.
Thank you, Lord.
In my body.
Hallelujah.
No pain. In my body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I'm a blessed man. Realize I'm a blessed man. Amen. I heard people coming out of the bathroom. Stepping out of the tub.
Mm-hmm.
Fell down and said, I can't get up. Well, God picked me up. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
No broken bone. I realized I could have, my neck could have been broken.
Mm-hmm.
Could have broken some legs, arms, back. Mm-hmm. Everything could have been broken up. I got up. Amen. Yeah, I thank God. And I know he's real. Yeah.
Amen.
You think about this. A man fell down steps, 14 flights of steps. Got up. No broken bone.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. I want to encourage the people of God to look, to keep trusting in God and looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We're living in a difficult time now, but God is with his people. Amen. He's with his people. And I want you to be encouraged. Keep the faith. Keep looking up. Amen. Keep being faithful unto the Lord. Because he promised us a crown of life if we be faithful unto death. And I want to say to you also that faith is impossible to please God. So I want to encourage the people of God. Amen. Just keep looking to the Lord. Looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep your trust in the Lord. Amen. I have no other mind but to go on with the Lord. Amen. Keep the faith, saints. Keep looking up. And I want to encourage you, Vinus Hameen, once more, just keep preaching the word. Amen. God got a way that we don't even know of. Amen. Let's pray that the Lord will save you. We have to see souls be saved. Amen. We don't want to be a bunch of people just beating the air, but we want to see people filled with the Holy Ghost like the Bible says. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We want to see people saved, filled with the Holy Ghost like the Bible says. Amen.
Amen.
So, encourage all the preachers, just keep preaching the word of God. Amen. Just keep preaching the word of God. Keep preaching the truth unto people. But that's the only thing that's going to happen. Jesus said you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. A lie is not going to save us, but it's the truth that's going to save us. So I want to encourage you to just keep preaching the word of God. Keep telling people the truth. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to give you up now, but I hope you hear from me on tomorrow. Keep praying for me. I need your prayers. I'm cutting off now because I feel some help coming here. Glory
go ahead.
Be to God.
Go ahead.
Go.
Go ahead.
Sorry, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You see, that didn't happen to you. You didn't fell down 14 flights of steps.
All right.
Glory be to God. Boy. Now think about it. It brings joy to my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it let me know that God, he's with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is with you. Lord, people, keep the faith, saints. Keep looking up. Amen. God bless you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying that you will continue being healthy and strength and prosper, even as your soul prosper. Let's continue to pray for one another. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Serve back into the hand of the moderator.
Amen. Thank God for the beautiful testimony of victory coming through our Northern District Overseer. That's a miracle. You know, you fall down a few steps. You
Hallelujah.
Thank you. He was let alone 14. My Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast before we start something else over here. And turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila. Amen. God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I thank God. I'm rejoicing for what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You're a blessed man, Pastor.
Yes, I am.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I just thank God for everything and how the Lord is just yet proving himself and how he's blessing us. And I want to encourage all of you to just take the word of God in and live by it. And let's pray continually one for another. And again, I want to say thank you to all of those who have tuned into the broadcast on tonight. I want you to know that we are praying for you and we thank God for you and so glad that you took the time to be with us in this service on tonight. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, for the live broadcast for the afternoon. And I would like, if it's okay, to have our secretary give the number for the conference line so that if anyone on the broadcast would like to call in on tomorrow morning and also Sunday morning, please give the phone number for the teleconference line if you don't mind.
Okay. The conference for tomorrow morning, Christian Temple conference line, 508-924-2348. Again, Christian Temple's line, 508-924-2348. And then the line for Baltimore, 319-527-6363.
God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So feel free to join us on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. as we continue in our district meeting. And at this time, if that's all, if anything else, before we dismiss. If not, just go ahead. Somebody. If nothing else, at this time, repeat after me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen.
Amen.
Consider yourself dismissed.
God bless everyone. God bless you, saints.
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
Thank God for the word and prayer.
God bless. Good night. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you once again, and we invite you to tune in. I don't know about anyone else, but it sounded a little bit distorted. Some of the quality of the voices or the phones didn't seem to be as clear. So hopefully you were able to hear clear enough so that you can dial in to the conference line. And I just want to give it out
one more time, just in case you didn't quite hear it. But on tomorrow morning, we will be in the service live, and you're certainly welcome to dial in. Again, that's 508-924-2348. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. We love you, and we thank God for you. Good night.